self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
Want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Web wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Nagin!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
It's...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night!
What does that mean, Trencher?
Why, that means you get to listen to the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spank Wagon Radio!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen!
Boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender.
Ooh. We always kind of go for that, you know, middle ground, don't we? I guess that would be kind of the
like
ultimate.
To please everybody.
Be the ultimate middle ground. What are you?
I don't know.
I'm undefinable gender.
You
can call me Rev.
No matter. Whoa. No matter what, I'd be sitting down. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio is on the air. Or tired. Because, you know, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. You know,
stumble to the bathroom.
You stumble to the bathroom, yes. And I sit because I always split stream.
See, I can't
and
sit.
And I get both sides of the wall.
I can't
both
sit because, you know, I'd be peeing up into my own face. I have to lean and kind of tilt her down. And
yeah, you got to work at it. You basically got to strap yourself down and get ready for it.
Pretty much.
For the piss. Yeah, but I got to sit down. You know, I just. Ugh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
And somewhere we have our engineer. Wait, are you there?
Hold on. I don't think his mic is up.
Yeah, there it is.
Leroy Nagin!
There's the sick bastard.
There you are, Leroy. How's it going? Hey, what'd you bring for lunch?
Chicken.
Works for me.
That's a shocker. You got watermelon and Kool-Aid with that, too? Way to break the stereotype,
yeah,
Leroy.
Yeah, really. Keep going, Leroy. Hey, shit, we got a
Central
lot of...
people back
we got
years.
A lot. We got a lot of shit to cover today.
We sure do.
Tons of fucking news. We got to cover the State of the Union. Booby the Game wraps up this week.
Not to mention our massive Super Bowl preview.
Massive Super Bowl preview. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say that we will be able to absolutely positively put... sports radio to shame with what we're going to cover in the third part of the show. for the Super Bowl and our picks and what's basically going
well,
on
let's,
with
let's,
the Super
Bowl. Well, let's not give too much information.
Oh, sorry.
We have a very in-depth look at the Super Bowl
at the game coming up. So
that's what we're going to do.
We want to make sure that everybody's tuned into that. Of course, we got to have Virtual One says, I'm going to send you a bill for repairing my speakers.
That's not us, man. It's Leroy. I swear to God, he always shouts into the mic.
We've been doing this bit and gag for months now. I'm just going to point that out. We've got, like I said, tons of news. Also got news that Claude is on a date.
Oh, God bless him. What's his name?
Well, Claude is on a date with our booby model.
Oh, he's with Jenny.
He's with Jenny. So hopefully maybe we'll get some dirt later on. We actually, you know, just got the... We finally got the studio fixed up with a brand new phone. We're going to try to do the phone swarm thing again tonight.
That'd be kind of cool.
See if we can get somebody. Now we got a better phone. It's easier to dial and, you know, might work a little bit better. So,
hopefully.
Airwolf for the chat room says, get bigger speakers.
It's not the size of your speaker. It's how you use it.
Oh.
Starting off early tonight.
Oh. Virtual One says, haven't you watched Back to the Future? So I think he's referring to the spacesuit Marty McFly thing.
What?
You know,
he's not. He's referring to the intro that almost got cut with that massive ass speaker in the very beginning.
I don't remember.
He shows up at Doc's lab.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. Score another one on the geek meter for me.
Wow. I feel like I'm sitting here with Claude.
Oh, I love you like a man.
Yeah.
You know, Back to the Future references left and right.
Dude, you know what? I know. I'll say this. I probably know that movie better than he does. Because I never got the DeLorean. I just had to obsess over it.
Ah, there you go. You want one. I know where plenty are for sale.
Yeah, I ain't got that money.
Okay, just pointing out.
If I had that money, my wife would have spent it.
Could you imagine, though, doing service calls in a DeLorean?
Dude, it would fucking rock, man.
Doing your job, you have to run all over the tri-state area here, the Southern California and Northern Nevada area.
No, not Northern. Southern Nevada, Southern Utah, Southern to Mid-Utah, and Northern Arizona.
You knobbing your mic there?
Yeah, well, you know, I like it right in my mouth.
You like that big black cock in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's how this works out. We're here for the next 2 hours, and we want to make sure everybody who's listening is joining along.
Please come play along.
We love the interaction, and tonight we may rely on the chat room a little more than we normally do.
Because remember, guys, this isn't our show. It's your show.
Exactly. So let's cover the basics right now. First off, if you want to chat live, head to the official website of Spank Wagon Radio.
That would be spankwagon.net.
Absolutely. On the left-hand side, you're going to see something that says Spank Wagon Radio and a cam/chat. Well, we got the cam up and running. Oh, no, we don't. Let's do that now.
Hit the button. He hits the button.
The button is hit. The cam will be up so you can actually watch us, and we'll be mugging all night on the camera. Also, we want you to chat live with us. Click that. It's a nice, simple Java chat. Just hit accept. It's all cool.
Type in
a nick. We don't care what you put. Just put something in there.
You can
chat
call
with
yourself
us.
Trench's bloated ass for all we care.
Which, that was me last night. Also, I'm drinking water and I'm belching. That's not good. Also, I want to point out, for those of you who are more technologically elite,
otherwise known as never kissed a girl,
you can go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks for those of you who are playing at the home game. We also have a phone number that you can call pretty much at any time. We'll damn near answer it. The number is 1-866-587-6257. And believe me, we'll be giving that number out a ton throughout the day, throughout the show today. Tonight, excuse me. I'm sitting in a studio with fucking sun lamps.
Yeah, no shit.
And no wonder it's fucking 85. You check the thermostat. It was 85 degrees. We're underneath goddamn sun lamps.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's because Hesh never actually goes outside.
Hesh never goes outside, dude.
This is the closest he gets to a tan.
That's true. So, let's see. Where do you want to start today? Do we want to start with bits? Do we want to start with... we could cover the State of the Union.
I tell you what, you've been pretty high up on that. I'm just happy that the Republicans elected a new majority whip, Mr. Boner.
Boner.
No, it's Boner, okay?
It's Boner.
There's no A. It's not Bonner. It's B-O-E. That's Boner. Boner. Cock. Dick. Boner.
wait.
Dick we got, leading the Republicans.
You're telling me we've got a Bush, a Dick, and now a Boner. We got a Bush, a Dick,
all
and a Boner.
All we need now is Colin Powell back.
Bush, Dick, Boner, Colin. Dude, I think we smell porno success. Okay, so what we're going to do, I got the State of the Union. I want everybody to listen in, and we'll be back in, well, actually, we're only going to play about I don't know, probably about 6 minutes of the whole State of the Union.
Holy crap.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to play the whole thing?
We're going to play 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Well, I got an idea. Well, let's play it and then pause it in portions and translate for people.
I don't think that'll be necessary, but we'll find out.
Well, not everybody speaks Republican.
Radio broadcast, a new radio broadcast system. Here's my mix. Good evening. I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. I'm so pleased to be working with Senator Clinton. She is a fabulous woman.
Thank you. Thank you, President Bush. As you know better than most, as all of us know, we must say nuclear.
Seriously.
Seriously. Obviously.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt in my mind.
No doubt.
Nuestros hermanos y hermanas. Ame al prójimo como a sí mismo. Love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself.
With great frequency and vigor.
Como a sí mismo. It's a universal call. Como a sí mismo. It's a universal love. I should have done this 4 years ago. What? Amazing, isn't it? Que Dios le bendiga. Como a sí mismo. People try to put us down.
People like you and me.
I don't think so, Bill. Just because we get around.
Welcome to Washington. Goes with the territory.
Thanks, they do. Look awfully cold. I seriously suggest you go. We have got to work together, poppycock, to eradicate poppycock. To eradicate poppycock. And as a matter of fact, I'd call it crap. Crap? Huh? I wouldn't call it crap. Crap? Yeah, crap. Oh my goodness. What's going on? Blow the whistle. We have a problem. Poppycock. 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 You're in control of your life, not the government. The government's not dictating how you do things. You are.
At this critical time, in this complicated situation we find ourselves in, let us be unequivocally clear. If we allow this dehumanizing rhetoric to go unchallenged, it can spread, and it can take young minds and twist and pervert them. That infection is contagious. That infection is contagious, and it can spread.
Kind of like a dog chasing your tail. Stop. That's a cheap shot.
It has to end now.
Let me finish. If I were to ever say, wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong... Wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time. Wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. Wrong war at the wrong time at the right wrong place. The wrong war at the wrong place. Wrong war, wrong time, wrong place. Wrong war, wrong... Wrong time, wrong place. It's the wrong war at the wrong time at the wrong place. You would have had trouble containing yourself from laughing out loud at the president. It's a sad situation. It's too much poppycock here in Washington, D.C. Poppycock. 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 Disassemble. Is that the verb you used? Disassemble. That means not tell the truth. Give the man a blot. I got a hop. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Ciao.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Imagine all the people living for today.
The color girls say. Take a walk on the wild side.
One, two, three, four. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for.
No religion to.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. need for greed or hunger.
A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
All righty, ladies and
gentlemen.
Thank
you very much, Mr. President. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually,
inspired.
Watching the actual State of the Union, though, man, I love the fact that finally it's proven George Bush has done nothing good for partisan politics, you know, or, you know, bipartisan politics. He has divided everybody down the fucking middle.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the best part about the what I saw of the State of the Union was when Hillary Clinton rolled her eyes when George Bush said he had the right to spy on people.
Terrorists.
Listen, America. I can't even do fucking George Bush, you know. But the point is, and this is something that we all kind of got. There was on Spankwagon in the poll of all the places where there's a ton of comments on it. Ton being an eight. Yeah, you know, it's interweb.
Well, you know.
So
the interweb.
The thing is, someone piped up, and I really appreciate they did this, but they piped up and they said, you know, look at what happened in Ohio, or was it OU? The kid who was loaded with bombs, explosives, he blew himself up. And then I pointed out, well, yeah, absolutely. You know, there are terrorists in America. There's no fucking joke about that. There's no, you know, I'm not telling you that there isn't.
Yeah, Oklahoma City.
But I terrorists. Will say this. We know that the monitoring and the spying on the Americans was happening, and that guy still was able to set that bomb off. Didn't kill anybody but himself, so no big loss. You know, no big loss for anybody, really, except maybe his parents who will never understand his motivations. But still, that's just it. We cannot spy on Americans. It's wrong. As a matter of fact,
FISA court, you can go up to 3 days after. And in the entire history of the FISA court, you know, they've only turned down like 4 warrants.
Yeah, but you know what? That's documented. That's monitored. That's, you know, that's known. Because you can, you know,
it's oversight. The one thing Bush and
oversight.
Republicans
I will
don't
agree
believe
that.
In is oversight.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's what, you know, I'm okay with the court because there is at least a review.
There's oversight.
There's oversight. And that's all I'm really asking for.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, that's all the Electronic Frontier Foundation is asking for as well. They're doing it a little differently, though. The EFF is suing AT&T for helping NSA illegally spy on Americans. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is suing AT&T for rolling over and helping the National Security Agency execute illegal warrantless wiretaps against American citizens. AT&T Corp., which was recently acquired by the new AT&T Incorporated, formerly known as SBC Communications, maintains domestic telecommunications facilities over a million which over millions of Americans' telephone and internet connections pass through every day. It also manages some of the largest databases in the world, containing records of almost all communications through, you know, made through its telecommunication services. In other words, it's logged. There's logs. There's information everywhere.
So EFF is they're also involved in the suit with the ACLU as well, aren't they?
I believe they are. Actually, I believe they are.
So they're not fucking around. They're going after anybody.
Yeah, they are. And here's the thing. Basically, I'm looking at the chat room, sorry. The lawsuit alleges that AT&T opened its key telecommunications facilities and databases to direct access by the NSA and other government agencies, thereby disclosing to the government the contents of its customer communications as well as detailed communications records about millions of its customers, including the lawsuit's class members. This is actually a class action lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that AT&T has given the government unfettered access to over 300 terabytes. Of the Daytona database of caller information.
That's like half the amount of porn I have.
Oh, really? One of the largest databases in the world. Moreover, by opening its network to and databases to wholesale surveillance by NSA, The EFF alleges that AT&T has violated the privacy of its customers and the people they call and email, as well as broken out, you know, long-standing communications privacy laws. The law also alleges that AT&T continues to assist the government in its secret surveillance of millions of Americans. So anybody really want to start supporting it, you know, go to the EFF, EFF, that's Electronic Frontier Foundation.org, EFF.org. It's in their action items. You know, I love this. They got a little graphic going on in the new AT&T globe, you know, the little marble.
Yeah.
And they put a little Death Star divot into it. It says, AT&T, your world delivered to the NSA.
Nice. Vert brings up a good point here. He brings up the Benjamin Franklin's quote. Those who would sacrifice
sacrifice a basic liberty for temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm not
saying
that.
And that is absolutely, positively true. Yeah. You know, because what you're doing is you're saying, and anybody who says, well, I have nothing to hide. And we have friends like this. You and I both do. We have friends like this that say, well, you know, I have nothing to hide. Well, that's great. You may not have anything to hide, but it doesn't mean it should be out there shared.
But you know how you respond to that? Mm-hmm. Very simply, the people who say that, they're Republicans. You say to them simply, well, I guess then you won't mind in 4 years when Hillary Clinton has unfettered access to all of your communications.
And you know what?
When the Democrats have absolute access to every phone call you've made. And just watch them start to flare up there. Then they're
we're in a time of war. What if we are then, too? You know?
Well, hey, according to Bush, we are going to be in a perpetual state of war.
It's the war on drugs. I mean, we've talked about this. We talked about this 5 years ago when 9/11 hit. Almost 5 years ago. Wow. You know, when it all happened, everything hit the fan. You know, we saw it coming. I will proudly and safely say that Spank Wagon Radio saw the writing on the wall. You know, we're going to get spied on. It's going to be a war. It's going to be like the war on drugs, you know. We're going to be constantly surveyed. It's going to be like when we're, you know, like over in Europe. You know, over in London, over in England, man, they've had so much security problems, especially back in the day when the NRA was, you know, alive and running rampant.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody is watched
Coyote,
on.
The IRA, not the NRA.
IRA. Yeah, sorry.
Wiley Coyote of terrorism.
You know, and the IRA was rampant.
Well, the
now,
NRA's rampant.
Now it's so bad that anybody can watch anybody on a camera. As a matter of fact, one guy just got busted. A government official over in London got busted for watching a woman through her windows take a shower.
But he's a terrorist. She's a terrorist.
And do all these other
things.
She's
a terrorist.
I'm just saying. It's totally and completely wrong. Anybody who ever wants to disagree with me, please do. Hey, by the way, we got the calls. The phone line is open. That number is 1-866. That's 1-866-587-6257. We really want to test out the new phone, see how everything kind of sounds.
And for those of you that, have a busted six button, that would be 1-702-383-8120, right. Or just 383-8120
for locals. So again, you know, with what's going on, we need to really take a look at what our government is doing to us, because some people, you know, are very willing to just give this stuff up, and that scares the holy shit out of me, because you know what? I'm probably on a list. I know I'm on a list.
Dude, we know I'm on a list, for Christ's sakes. It's ridiculous, you know? People are basically saying, oh, well, it's for the terrorists, though. We have to, you know, we have to be more vigilant. Okay, then how come, how many containers come into this country a day go completely unchecked?
With people in them.
Yeah, shipping containers.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we going to have to find freaking tunnels underneath from Mexico up into the States?
And
how many times are we going to need to find a weapons cache? It's right on
exactly,
CNN right now.
Exactly.
A weapons cache has been found there. I mean, I just don't
understand. I guess the thing is, though, is, you know, it's kind of the statement of you go after the low-hanging fruit.
Hey, you know what? Let's
you
bring
listen
up
to all these calls, or at least you record them all, and if you have a reason to be, you know, even judgmental, go after them.
And you know what?
What I'm waiting to see is someone who says over the phone, hey, let's go ahead and make that Coke deal over a phone line, have that get recorded, okay? And they get busted for that, because that's not terrorism.
Oh, no. No,
but have it turn out. Let's say even let's even go a little bit of the coincidental irony. Have it be Coca-Cola.
That'd be great.
Just saying. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
You know what's really great? If you look
Airwolf
back,
has a question, so go ahead and shoot in the chat or call us, Airwolf.
Fire away there, Airwolf. Check this out. You know what's really interesting? They say all this surveillance would have helped. One of the 9/11 hijackers who was on the terrorist watch lists, one of, I think he was only 43 people on the on the watch list before 9/11, you know, he bought his plane tickets with his real name and his own credit card?
Yeah.
Guys, look, hindsight's 2020. Yes, we could have done a lot more. And, well, according to everything that's come out, Bush certainly could have done a lot more and chose not to. What's more important, though, is what are we willing to give up now in order to you know, I'm going to use one of Bush's lines. Look, if we start giving up our own basic liberties and our own freedoms, the terrorists do win. I mean, that's all there is to it.
As a matter of fact, there's a great column in the the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald has a great editorial on it talking about how one asshole was able to destroy and kill lives, and it took another asshole to take our civil liberties away. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. Yep. Airwolf asks in there, how close are we to martial law?
You know, I would
we're
say
only
we're
a few steps away.
Yeah,
we're not that far. We're getting really close to fascism.
And this isn't just like tinfoil hat shit here, guys. This is some seriously messed up shit. I mean, you know, I drive around all day and I listen to Air America for a good portion of the day, you know, and I do listen to Randy Rhodes. And
yeah, a little bit of whiny liberals. But
well, hey, you know what? Whiny liberals, but with good information, and it's solid information, solid facts that can't be disputed. Like, take a look at what happened, the last few days. Scooter Libby, you know, Mr. Scooter,
mm-hmm.
He's, you know, on trial for the Valerie Plame case.
Yes.
Yeah, they moved the trial date from just in August to January of 2007. They moved it behind the midterm elections because everybody knows what's going to happen. He's going to come out, and a couple of people are going to get fucking blasted by this thing, and Congress is going to be fucked.
Virtual one of the chairman asks, or when did it happen? Maybe we're not aware that we're under martial law. Martial law doesn't always necessarily mean you have curfews, but it definitely means in this case that we have constant surveillance. We now have, you know, people questioning and spying on Americans. That's the thing that bugs me the most. We also have this ridiculous, you know, just the fact, I don't know. I'm starting to talk myself into loops, but I'll shut up for a second.
It's sadistic to see what we're doing to ourselves. I mean, there's the Homeland Security has a program for truckers where...
Yes, the truckers who can spy on you
and
report you. I mean, and is this what we really need as a nation of this much mistrust? You know, I mean...
Paranoia. It's absolute paranoia. Now, look, we have a reason to be paranoid, yes, but
every country in the world has a reason to be paranoid. Every single country has a reason. We're not alone in this.
And right now...
And you know what? The funniest thing... Most acts of terrorism on American soil are done by Americans.
Well, they're done by freedom fighters. No, wait, they're terrorists. No, wait, they're freedom... Wait, they're freedom fighters when we fund them. They're terrorists when we don't.
Exactly.
Is that it? Is that how it works?
Even then, I mean, okay. Who put... You know, I mean, we can harken back to this argument that people have been having for the past 5-6 years. How did bin Laden get where he is? How did Saddam get where he is?
Oh, we funded them.
You know?
That's just...
And how is it that back in the 80s we bombed the shit out of Gaddafi and now he's our friend? I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
Hey, everyone's going, well, you know, Saddam, he gassed his own people. Guess where those tanks of all that goody-goody gas came from? Yeah, it came with a shipment with Mr. Rumsfeld over when they took that great picture of him shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was U.S. supplied.
So. But that's enough of that shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So let's get back to something a little interesting, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, I got an idea. Anyone know who Michelle Rodriguez is?
Isn't she the chick on Lost?
Ooh, incorrect. She's the chick who won't be on Lost.
What?
Yeah, the producers are pretty much going to wipe her out as fast as they can. They're going to kill her off at their first opportunity. Why? Due to constant diva-like behavior, U.S. Weekly claims. As soon as they have opportunity, she is going to be whacked. Rodriguez is also facing legal troubles and is due in a Honolulu court next month on suspicion of drunk driving on December 1st. Listen to this quote. The producers are fed up with the fact that she barely shows up on the set and is always in a bad mood. U.S. Weekly quoted an insider saying, they said she is getting killed off as soon as they can write it in. And trust me, for as much as I've seen as the rewrites on these scripts go, it's going to be pretty quick. So later, bitch, no one wants you around. I'm a big Lost fan, although lately I haven't been able to watch.
I have never seen it.
Oh, it's a great show.
Never
Absolutely
seen an episode.
A great
never,
show.
Never, ever seen an episode. So, all right, why don't we go ahead? I'm looking at the clock. Why don't we take another short break?
Sure, I got some goodies here. Oh, hey, let me tell everyone what's going on here. Guys, tonight, all of our music will be in comedic fashion.
Oh, man, I even had another song ready, but okay.
Can I play mine?
Yeah, you can.
Good, because I got good stuff. A lot of this stuff is going to be new, and a lot of it's some really old school stuff. Any Dr. Demento fans out there are just going to be laughing their asses off.
Or they already own it.
Or they already own it, yeah. So.
All right, so here's how it works. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah, I got a little tune that I'm going to sing with my buddy Mark here.
Okay.
I wrote this because Mark and I have been friends for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And I think what makes us such good friends is that we're complete opposites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just like different. Well, that makes us good friends too, right. Rick. Thank you for the.
Yeah, why is everyone doing the universal sign for BJ?
So we wanted to celebrate the fact that we like different things with a little song. Right. And it goes something like this.
I like my toast buttered, and I'll take mine dry. I dig the Beatles. I'm a Stones kind of guy. I have fine taste, and I like things cheap. I wanna stay up all night. I just wanna sleep with your sister.
What did you just say?
What?
You just said something.
I wanna sleep. All right, here we go. You ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I love the sunshine way. And I want to nail your sister.
No, so you just said it again. I like Julia Roberts movies.
I just want to F the S out of your sister. Hey, Mark, you would rule. Hey, if you'd say it's cool,
it's not cool,
I'd go pick her up at her junior high school. Yeah, your sister.
That sister?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about my older
sister. I want to F your
sister.
I want to F her in
no.
the A.
I don't know what
and
you're saying.
And just C all over her chin.
Stop
well,
using
I'd
letters.
Stick my fist
stop
in her
that.
B. And I'm
serious.
Moving around. Then I'm moving to her A. It'd be so
no.
effing great. I'd nail her. Yeah, I want to F your sister.
Stop it.
What?
I want to make one thing clear. I do not like Julia Roberts movies.
Very nice.
Look at that.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one-third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep,
beep 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 beep. His arm went beep beep beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rat went full alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear? Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide,
no escape from reality.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, making the best of the game. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
Jesus. Well, now that, well, you know, we think we have our audio level set proper, and then something happens.
Ugh.
Every fucking time. We're experts in what we do. All right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awkward silence. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're going to have doing. Here's what we're going to have doing. Here is what
You're
we're going to have doing.
You're retarded tonight, aren't you?
I'm, you know. I think I agree with Juke. Juke in the chat room says, more beer would be nice.
Oh, yes. You know, that's the one thing I've been missing lately is
beer.
Beer. Well, because, you know, my whole kitchen is still under construction.
Still?
Still wrapped in plastic. They're waiting for the cabinets to show up. So, like, I've got this little mini fridge that I keep a couple of beers in, but it just doesn't keep them. I like my beer, like, on the verge of ice, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I know that goes. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Actually, we got a little bit of time before we really want to move on. Don't forget... If you want to play with us live, you go to either the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link. You can also give us a call if you're listening live. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Remember, you do have to make it past our engineer and phone screener.
Yes, engineer and phone screener. He's taking up another job. So I think, let's see, what do we want to do now?
I don't know.
Let's test out the new phone system.
Testing out the phone system is a good thing. It is. Guys, you don't even understand. He's got a hard-on for this phone. He's got me crawling around underneath trying to wiggle wires up. He's like, okay, we can route it this way and go over this one and blah, blah, blah. But he's fucking got a hard-on for this phone. It's giant. It's a speakerphone. It's got these massive buttons
on it. It's huge.
He fucking loves it.
I love this thing.
Goddamn thing lights up like a Christmas tree.
Last week this sucked. Let's hope this doesn't suck this week.
If it sucks this week, I'm officially bouncing it from the show.
All right. Oh, I'm afraid it's going to suck.
Look at that. I may actually wield a little power here.
This is not supposed to
suck. See, the problem is we're
suck.
Calling a payphone, and there's got to be someone by to answer it.
But there's always people nearby. Berkeley we're calling this week. No, we're not calling Hawaii. We're calling Berkeley.
Dude, it's 7:45 on a Friday night. Everyone's stoned in Berkeley.
Oh, yeah. I didn't quite think of it like that. That makes sense.
Okay, that's it. Bouncing it from the show. It is gone.
Yeah, no.
I'll give you one more chance. You got next week.
Okay, I'll try.
Better make it not suck.
Hey, we gotta go over some great new stuff. Here's big, huge news.
Oh my god. I got a penis implant.
What?
Oh, you meant the other news.
Yeah, the other news. You get a penis implant. What is that like?
Well, the best way to describe it is unzipping your pants and having a phone book fall out.
Great.
A little low on that one, but I'll take it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say a big hello and welcome to a new syndicate for Spank Wagon Radio. We want to say hello to Extreme Radio. I like the nice little twist on it, though. X-STREAM Radio.
Like urine stream radio.
Yeah, as in urine stream.
Hey, and it's got that same yellow tint on
it
the
It does. Box. Well, I don't know. You know, but we got a new syndicate. Let's see if we even made their, if we're cool enough to even make their schedule. Let's see if we're even
we'll
cool enough
we
to make
are.
Schedule. So many times.
Oh, are we not on there?
We're not even
God
on the
God damn it,
schedule.
Get them on the phone. Get them on the phone. Get them on the phone.
I don't have a number.
How do you
number?
Not have a number?
I do everything through
email. You
know
what
email.
We need to do
I
from now on?
21st
you know what
century
we need to do
man.
From now on? From now on, when we get a new syndicate, we need to call them live on the first show.
That'd be a good idea. But see, I think I know that Josh person is the XIR, Extreme Internet Radio guy.
Josh, is that you?
I don't know. I think that
Josh?
Might be a syndicate.
Josh!
The fuck is that, dude?
Blair Witch?
Oh, see, I didn't watch Blair Witch. I didn't care to. So, hey, we're not even on a schedule, but we know we have a new syndicate. So, big thank you to Extreme Radio.
Extreme!
My earphones keep popping, and I think they're starting to go out from shit like that.
Well, you know what? It's revenge for you for your ladies and bullshit that you used to pull every goddamn week.
I like that bullshit I
oh,
pulled
I know
every
you
goddamn
like that
week.
Bullshit.
I enjoyed it.
I
it
think
was good. For,
oh, yeah. I think everybody with eardrums and speakers would disagree. You know, that's why my wife had to stop listening. It wasn't because of all the shit we were doing that involved breasts and boobs. It was because
wait,
you
wait,
kept...
Wait, breasts and boobs? There's a...
Your breasts. The girl's boobs. It wasn't that. It was the... I think I earned it. Yes, I did. It was that the goddamn speakers kept getting blown out, and you would drive the dog insane with that. He would just start
right on.
Barking.
That
no,
is great.
I have a beagle. He doesn't bark. Arr, all the goddamn time. 3 a.m. He started the other day. Ran outside and started barking at 3 a.m.
What?
Air.
Because air. Vegas doesn't have, like, wildlife.
No. I got to fill you guys in. I have the most retarded beagle ever. I got him on clearance. He was a clearance puppy, and it shows. He is a blue tick beagle. That's the beagle with the different spots, and his name is Bodie, and he is Bodie. Retarded.
Bodie is a retarded beagle.
Yeah, he ate a 2-inch. What is that? Is that your phone?
My cell phone went off.
Your phone went off? God damn it. Have some priorities, man.
Now, you know, the funny thing is my wife knows.
Is it your wife?
Not to call
oh,
me.
Oh, get her on the phone. Get her on the phone. Get her on the phone. Call her. Get her on the phone.
All right. Let's...
Anyway, so he ate a 2-inch boutonniere pin. They had to go in and get it out.
That's just sick.
Oh, God. $1,000 surgery 2 days before Thanksgiving. Not this year. or last year. I think it was last year. You get her on the phone. Ugh.
Let's find out what's going on here. She's probably, you know what's sad is she doesn't understand when we're in the air, like not to tell me things like, you know.
That's what text messaging is.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Fine.
We are on the air.
Really?
Yes.
And you're on the air with us. And coughing on the air with us.
Sounds like your wife and my wife have a lot in common right now.
They must have been sharing some tonsils.
Were you playing tonsil hockey with my wife?
Shh, it's a secret.
Oh.
Nice, give me a pound, dog.
There you go.
That works.
All right, so you called. Obviously, you need me to pick up a gallon of milk or something.
No, I need you to pick up diapers. Actually, Kenneth needs you to pick up diapers.
I was going to say, look, I don't think he's that incontinent, is he? You know what you need? You know what you need? And you've heard B talk about it. Do you need the Tampico? For those of you that don't know, Tampico orange juice is ghetto orange juice.
Very much ghetto orange juice.
But it is tamarind. Loaded with frickin' vitamins, man. They pump that shit in there. Do you need some Tampico?
What I need is amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin?
Basically, if she needs penicillin, she needs penicillin.
I need some antibiotics.
She needs some penicillin.
Some hot Dickens cider?
Yes.
You need some amoxicillin. Why do you need amoxicillin?
Because she believes that drugs solve everything. Better living through chemistry.
Michelle, sweetie, I got to tell you, ain't going to help. You and my wife were in the same boat, and she called me. Do you think I have pneumonia? No, sweetie, I don't think you have pneumonia. Because if you had pneumonia, I'd have pneumonia. You don't need drugs. You know what you need?
But you have to realize that I had a student come into school who had bronchitis and strep throat at the same time. And I'm in the classroom with this student for... 8 hours a day.
Well,
there's a good chance I could have picked up his virus.
Well, my boy has strep, and no one else in our family has strep right now. You can't get strep unless you were playing tonsil hockey with the boy. I don't believe strep is the sort of thing that's airborne. Now,
that's
bronchitis.
Not true. You can get
you
strep,
can get strep
from
airborne. Strep.
Sharing a spoon.
Oh, wait. Sharing spoons, but that's not airborne.
It's not airborne, no.
Okay.
So it would
but
be
if
through.
You drink or eat after someone with strep. You
have you been
get
drinking
it.
Or eating after any of your children?
No.
You are a Clark County teacher, so we do have to check. You haven't been.
No, she's not one of those Clark County teachers.
I'm not one of those.
Okay. Sweetie, you need rest. You need fluids.
You need rest. What's that?
Yes. That's the thing. That's the thing that happens when your husband takes the baby. You need rest. You need fluids. You need to relax. You know what? My wife has the Mucinex, and I got that for her today, and that loosens all that stuff up in the chest. But
Mucinex.
You don't need drugs.
I don't need drugs.
You gotta get off
this. But I like them.
Yeah, different drugs, sweetie. Different drugs.
All right. Well, we just wanted to call because we noticed you left a message on my phone and it went off during the show.
Well, I apologize for that, but I'm getting Kenneth ready to bed, and then
you
should have
called the studio line.
Oh, so you have a good night then.
All right. We'll talk to you when you get home.
Bye.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you, Chris.
Bye, sweetie. See you soon.
So there you go.
So you're going to slip her the cock when you get home?
Probably not. She'll be out fucking cold because she's taking NyQuil.
Dude, that's great. Put it in the ass.
Oh, Jesus. She wakes up in the morning. Her ass is hurting. I'm going to get yelled at. What the fuck did you do?
You just tell her she had diarrhea in the middle of the night. Well, you don't remember? Must have been the NyQuil.
Oh.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude. Stick it in her butt. have you ever heard that Mitch Patel bit?
Yeah.
God.
By the way, I love it. The juke goes, I missed it. Who was spooning with a student? No one.
College professors at UNLV. Okay.
Fuck that. Junior high instructors at fucking. Dude, it happens all the goddamn time here.
That one's for you, by the way.
Thank you. I mean, it happens all the damn
time. Oh, yeah.
Time
students
here.
Are
ridiculous.
Fucking their teachers like. It's almost like we've got a big Clark County Catholic school district.
Go for it.
Oh, good. I earned that one.
I like that one.
Did you hear how much the Catholic Diocese in Seattle is paying out?
No.
Oh, my God. 46, I think it is. 46 people. $76 million in one lump sum.
Oh, my God.
That comes out to like $102,000 per inch. Yeah.
Very well done. Very well done.
Okay, now I keep my wife from calling during the show. Now, Juke keeps his wife from calling the show. You know what?
We got a caller. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something we have yet to inform anyone about.
No, we told everybody at the beginning of the show.
Oh, did we?
I said something.
Oh, okay. I must have not been paying attention.
Damn you. All right. So we have Claude Balls on the line.
And wait, is that a girl in the background?
That's a girl in the background.
Either that or he's got tit with him.
No. It's not tit, you idiot.
So why don't you let everyone in? Why don't you let them know what's going on there?
All right. So we're actually out right now. We're...
Wait, we would be...
We?
Yes, I would be with Jenny.
Ah, Jenny.
The booby model! As a matter of fact, now would be a great time...
Wouldn't it?
...to play Booby the Game.
Hey, Claude. Do they look as nice in real life as they do in the...
Hold on.
She wants to say hello. Either that or they're ordering at the
Jesus drive-thru. Christ. Will one of you lift your leg over the stick shift and finally ride it? Come on. Jeez Louise.
What is going on?
I don't know. Shh, listen in, people.
Okay, there.
I don't know. Are you?
I'm still getting here. All up.
Stick it in her butt.
I'm trying to figure out how to work it.
Dude, it's a clit. It's not like it's rocket science.
Dirty Sanchez.
The angry pirate.
Cleveland Steamer.
There we go. I think she heard that one.
The problem is now Claude has to explain what a Cleveland Steamer is.
He just don't know how to work my phone.
No, I don't.
Doesn't know how to work your bells, huh? Does the Cleveland Steamer do it for you, Jenny?
Oh, damn. Hey, what are we doing tonight, Claude? We're having a Dutch oven.
So how's it going out there?
It's going great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're
doing
good.
Great.
For those of you that haven't picked up on it, yes, Claude and Jenny are out, and they're...
Out in Houston, Texas, and he's proving that he has horns on his head.
They're painting the town chartreuse.
Oh, I'm having trouble.
painting the town turquoise.
Exactly. Jenny, sweetie, are you still wearing your top?
Where are we at?
Barely. Nice. Claude. Oh, dude. No, we got to give him the slow clap.
Okay.
All right. So here's what's going on. Since we... Jenny, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Get the fuck off speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
Get off speakerphone.
It's like...
And are you listening on a computer right now?
You want this on the computer
no,
right
are
now?
You?
No,
we're just
get
asking
off.
If you are. We're just asking if you are, or get, are you guys out doing
no, no,
something
get,
else?
Get off of the speakerphone.
We're out at the Saltgrass Steakhouse having a nice dinner right
Ooh.
Now.
Oh.
We cannot be there while the show's going on.
Okay.
Because we got here late, and we had to wait like a half hour, and even longer for our food.
Well, you know, I could say from experience that Claude needs a watch.
Yeah.
I can say
that. Yeah, you want to know how late he was picking me up?
Uh-oh.
I called him at 4:30. He didn't pick me up after 7 o'clock, or about 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait, hold on. Is he freshly shaven? Is he?
Wait.
Oh, he got the flowers.
Oh, holy shit.
I mean, dude. He's fucking Wally
God.
Cleaver here.
He is going for it, man.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's a 2000, you know, man. It's not... Whatever. Okay, Jenny.
Hey, man.
Jenny. We need you off of the speakerphone for Booby the Game. Everybody in the chat room, go to spankwagon.net. On the left-hand side, you'll see a link that says Booby the Game
boobies.
Round 2.
Boobies!
Take a look at those boobies one last time.
Titties!
Because we need to find out...
Cans!
We need your guess... As to how old Jenny is based
Jugs.
Upon her boobies.
Breasts.
So, can you get off the speakerphone for a little bit?
Okay, I don't know how to put my phone on speakerphone.
Oh, so you're not on speakerphone.
Oh, you're going to put me on speakerphone.
No. Oh, boy.
Confused.
It's obvious to know where her
Claude,
talents
Claude,
lie.
Claude, I got
South
a question.
Of the
Claude,
neck.
Claude.
Here, I'll give it to
Claude. Claude.
Yeah.
Holy
okay,
crap,
dude. I gotta know. Are the roots fucking blonde?
No.
Okay. Oh. Got it, because it's scaring me here. So now we need to know. Now we need people in the chat room to go to Booby the Game. It's going to be in the fun stuff section. There are Jenny's boobs right there facing you. Claude, you're getting the first-hand perspective.
How are they, by the way?
I thought the pictures were very nice, yeah.
I'm not asking about the pictures. How are the cans?
haven't gone that far yet, no.
No, but how...
No, but look, you've seen them on the internet, look, so that counts for something.
They've got to be under a shirt, right? How do they look that way?
From here as right now, yeah, they look fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, and by the way, as far as contributions go, you know what? Count me out because I already got my prize right here.
Oh! So wait, is it going well?
Yeah, it is.
It's going well? All right.
Are you putting the moves on?
You know, the old arm stretch yawn bullshit.
Arm stretch and yawn. Have I yawned yet? No. I think we've just gone for the kill.
Gone for the kill? What, have you reached out and grabbed him?
No, they haven't reached out. No, I'm not choking her, no. You sound like I'm mugging her, man.
So are we looking at how... What kind of a percentage are we looking at here for this evening ending well? Are we looking at about 20%, 50%? What are we looking at?
I so can't hear you again.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay, Claude, are you on a speakerphone?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, why don't you hang up and call right back?
Hold on, let me switch the speakerphone off. It'll make a difference.
Oh, my God. Dude, seriously? No, I don't have a speakerphone!
What'd you say?
No, I don't.
I messed up your phone.
Oh, my God. They're already bitching.
This is great.
Shh, let's listen.
Yeah, it'd be great. Like two people arguing over with the answering machine when you call their house. Leave a message. I don't know how you turn this thing off. Beep!
Okay, are you off the speaker?
Claude.
Claude, are you off the speaker?
Aha, are you there?
There we go. Are you off the speaker?
There we go. No. I turned the earpiece off. Now I figured out how to work your phone.
Okay. So here's the question. What kind of a percentage are you looking at for this ending tonight, ending well? Now, we're not talking like home run, but we're talking maybe second base. What kind of a percentage are we looking at here?
Second base, pretty good.
We're looking at like a 20%? Yeah, no. No. We just want to know what kind of a percentage we're looking at for you getting to maybe second base tonight. We're looking at maybe like a 20% chance, a 50% chance. You did it in the parking lot. Let us know where you're at with that.
He wants to know what percentage is of a chance.
Dude, you don't tell her.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to be like, I get to see it.
She thinks I'm a cock
and
as
I'm
it is.
I'm telling him right now that you know what? It's not up to me, man.
Uh-huh.
You have to talk to my woman.
All right, let's talk to her.
All right, put her on the phone.
He's not going to talk to you.
I'm saying...
So wait, it's up to the woman, but he won't give us permission to talk to the woman.
I'm saying 40%.
At this fucking...
Oh,
night?
He says 100%.
Well, damn, boy. Good to hear. All right, so why don't we go ahead and start with the game? Everybody
right,
in the chat room, I know there's a little delay. Here's how it works out. You look at the pictures at spankwagon.net. You go ahead and you can make a guess. Okay, I'll keep tally here. Make a guess in the chat room how old Jenny is based upon her boobies. Very, very simple game. Very fun game. Now, here's what I have so far, and these are the entries that were put onto the website, onto spankwagon.net.
Make sure that you dig mine out, too.
Oh, already took yours
competing.
Out? Don't worry, you're disqualified. You know, it's sort of like employees of the company can't play the game. Okay, people who are stooping the game can't play the game. So, here we go. We have Akari with 25.
Right.
We have Mr. Man with 26. We have Joker with 33. We have Digital Diva with 28. Digital Diva just put that into the chat room recently. So that means it's still open. We're not going to give it away quite yet. We're going to give everybody in the chat room a couple more moments because we'd love to hear from Airwolf or Anorexic Pillow or Josh or even Virtual One or the
or
Sam
Murphy.
Character.
Hey, wait, that's me.
No, you're Murphy. You can't play.
Yes,
you know what? You can play too. Murphy, what is your guess by going to spankwagon.net? And let me just – I got it up here already. I don't think you've guessed. I don't think you have
a
clue.
You missed that one. Okay, I am saying those guys – God, those are awesome.
Huge, huge boobs.
Dude, I love tits, man. I love tits. I'm going to say –
You're going to say?
27?
That isn't taken. Now, here's how this works also. What is going to happen?
Oh, Airwolf says 22, by the way.
Airwolf says 22. So let me put Airwolf.
22.
He's saying 22. So Airwolf has 22 for Booby the Game. Murphy, he picked 27. Murphy in the chat room, who's an idiot, just put 7. I think that's kind of wrong. Digital Diva has 28. Joker has 33. Mr. Man has 26. Ikari has 25.
Okay.
So
are we ready to call this?
I think we're almost ready to call because I don't look like I got a lot of action in the chat room. Unlike Claude, who's getting a lot of action there.
He's getting
in the vehicle.
A lot of action, dude. That is awesome, dude. I gotta tell you, we were pushing this pretty hard, and I am glad that you guys are out having
a good
time.
You know, and that's funny. I never figured Spankwagon would be anywhere near a matchmaker. First off, would you trust anything coming from a person who calls the show Spankwagon?
Fuck no.
Just saying. Just like it's like, what's next? You know, you're gonna listen to the suggestion. Hey, well, who that came from? Well, that came from my buddy Anal Fisting.
We need to get this expert back in here. Did I tell you what I want
to? We do need to get this expert back in here.
Did I tell you what I want to talk to her about this time?
Well, why don't we not talk about that? Oh, why don't we worry about our bit right now?
Why don't you go, guys, both just shut the hell up and hurry up so we can get our food to go so we can get on the damn internet just to talk to you since you're going to bitch about it all night.
No. We're not going to bitch.
We're not going to bitch.
No. Do not get your food to go. Stay there.
Stay
enjoy.
There. Relax.
Have a good time.
We'll wrap this up right now. As a matter of fact.
Because you can always download the podcast.
Exactly. Podcast@lvrocks.com. All right. So, Jenny. How old are you?
So you want her to give you the answer?
No.
Hold on.
We're going to call information. Let me get 411 on the line.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hey, Jenny.
Yeah.
Are you being nice to Claude?
Yeah.
Have you rubbed his sideburns?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have mace?
Do I have mace? No.
Okay, just...
He's in!
And she went willingly. She went willingly. That's awesome.
I know.
No one's there holding you against your will.
No.
No one's got your cat hostage?
No.
Okay.
I'm treating him to this dinner. So.
Oh, look.
Wait. This motherfucker, son of a
Jenny,
bitch.
Jenny, Jay, wait.
Can you do me a favor?
You're buying him dinner?
For the $1.50 sugar daddy?
That is awesome. Look at that. He could so fucking milk this.
What the fuck? When did Claude move to Houston to become a pimp?
He has all the pimp lines, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
So are they, Jenny, are they working?
What?
Are the lines working?
Yeah.
Oh!
That's probably the only person
That's
in the
nice.
Planet. Only person
in the planet. You know, but guys, it's not lines, because he tells me them all the time, like, constantly. He's sincere.
Aww.
He's, you know what, as much as we rip on the guy,
he's
a good guy. He is definitely a good guy. And
is he a good guy?
Shut up. We'll
so
deny it.
Right now.
We'll deny it.
Ask him about rear-ending other vehicles while staring at other chicks' ass, and then that'll change the story altogether. Look, here's what we need to know, Jenny, from you. Jenny,
yeah.
How old are you?
I am 26 years old.
You are 26! That means Mr. Man will win... The prize.
We haven't even decided what the prize is yet.
Actually.
You know
what? That's your job, though.
Oh, I know what we'll do.
Your job is the
Maybe
prize.
Maybe I'll paint my little tits blue and put them on a t-shirt. That'd be fun.
Why not? You
good.
Got the spare paint. All right, Jenny.
Yeah.
You and Claude have a great night.
Do not get your food to go.
Enjoy
Stay
it.
There. Eat.
Don't worry
have
about us.
Have a good night out.
Okay.
Then take him home and take advantage of him.
Rape him.
Right.
Oh, yes. Toss that salad, Jenny. Ah! Toss the salad. You know he likes it. You know he does. Get in there and just.
That's funny because I asked him today. He liked it from behind.
Oh, see, now just a piece of advice.
Don't be
gentle with it. Don't flick the tongue because then it just tickles. It'll make him laugh.
Get the rolling pin.
Get in there like a thirsty Rottweiler trying to drink out of a toilet bowl. You better just slurp.
I
want the last breath out of his body sucked out of his ass.
Ah, yuck.
Then you can have the house.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye, later, Jenny.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great.
Did you just say suck the last breath of him out of his asshole?
Yes. God damn it. I'll tell the truth. I don't mind a good fucking ass licking now and then.
That is so disgusting.
Considering the fact that your wife's been Frenching mine.
Apparently so.
Mm.
But Frenching's one thing. Licking my fucking cornhole is another. I don't think I'd ever let anything... let me rephrase this. Aside from a doctor doing a colonoscopy...
Wait, he was licking your ass during
a
colonoscopy?
No, he wasn't licking...
What kind of fucking doctor are you going to, you sick psychopath?
Why do you think I wrote, be gentle on my ass?
All
right, ladies.
I went to
and
Dr. Acula.
Here's what we're looking for right now. We have Mr. Man as the winner. Mr. Man guessed it on the spot at 26 years old.
Way to go.
So congratulations, Mr. Man. You have won the Booby the Game Round 2 prize pack. Which we will definitely deliver to you later on.
Now remember, kids, stay tuned for round three. If anybody would like to paint Spank Wagon on a portion of their body and send it in.
And let us guess your age based upon what we see. Preferably, your boobies. Send them to...
I'll take a vag shot.
You know, I think I could too, but I think it's easier to tell an age of a person off their boobies.
Vag shot. If you got nice little tight little, you know, hoo-ha happening down there, you're in mid-20s. If you've got fucking beef curtains hanging down to your fucking knees, you're looking at the late 40s, early 60s.
Yeah, okay, look, if you've got fucking beef curtains or mud flaps going on down
mud
there...
Mud flaps.
Okay, the one thing is, one, you may be very, very oversexed, which isn't necessarily a bad
thing. Shower curtains.
Ew. But, yeah, see, I think it's safer to go with boobs because boobs, yeah.
Boobs are nice, but if you want to give a vag shot... fuck, by all means, go for it.
Well, here's what we're asking for. You just send a picture to spankwagonmail@cox.net. You could also find us in the Contact Us section on Spank Wagon at the very top there. Send us the picture.
Send us your titties.
We do require one thing, though, and this is probably the only requirement, not only with your age and stuff. But we insist you write Spank Wagon across...
that portion of your body.
That portion of your body.
Spank Wagon. You could write Spank Wagon, now, I heart you, Murphy, and that'd be really great, too.
And that's why we delete those.
Oh, you ass.
Okay, but I want...
At least let me Photoshop them out.
Well, maybe.
Maybe I'll just Photoshop them in.
And there you go. And what you got to do is you can write on yourself any which way. As a matter of fact, the first one did paint. Jenny did permanent
Sharpie.
Marker. Yeah.
Whipped cream.
Any way
acrylics,
you want to do it.
A roller.
And we'll put you up for Booby the Game round three.
Speaking of games, do you want to do Shitty Mitty?
Yeah, let's do Shitty Mitty. You've got the Shitty Mitty ready?
I have got the Shitty Mitty ready.
All right. What we're going to do is switch gears here. What we're going to play is Shitty Mitty. In the chat room, we're giving us a call at 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call and tell us what this Mitty you're going to listen to is. You're up. Oh, Jesus. This is a shitty mini. Ooh, that is a MIDI for sure.
It is.
All right, here's how it works, folks. You have to guess that MIDI, that pre-MP3 song, by giving us a call at 1-866-587-6257. Or by going online to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat.
What the?
You started over.
I pressed the wrong button.
Click on the cam and chat button and go and join our chat room and make a guess there. So, Digital Diva, time is on my side.
There you go. That would be it. That would be
very well done.
Rolling Stones hit. God, I love this song too.
Now, Digital Diva, we have to give you what's called the Jack Shit Prize or Award. What this is basically, well, this is a prize that really is shitty. And it didn't work. I'll be fucking damned.
You suck
it did not
ass.
Work. It did not work. Let's try this again. The Jack Shit Prize. Up! Oh, there we go. That was the Jack Shit Prize, Digital Diva. Come back, though. We love you.
Yes, we do. And thank you for guessing that one correctly and playing at home. This has been your week of shitty.
That's actually
MIDI.
One of the quickest shitty middies we've had in a while.
Hell yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and cut to a break? You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Wait, we're Spank Wagon Radio, but I had to move all my music out.
Well, why did you stop playing the song that I wanted to listen to? We were going to see, I was going to talk over this song and then go into the rest of the music.
Okay, well, here it is. I'm sorry. I'm retarded.
You're listening to, at least me, the greatest personality in internet radio ever, Trencher. On Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We'll be back.
Baby, you come. pound. Penny in a pound.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we'll play your record. Yeah, we've got it right here.
Oh, good.
I'm putting it on now.
Rhyme divider, ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see, and you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not take the party, cause I'm not looking cheap, don't walk with nobody. No full of spear, or when you bring beer, this is like hands and it's just me. If I move in the crowd, well that's a must, but not some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, captivizing,
we're gonna fight it.
Looking for some place to host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Nothing's alright. Nothing is fine. I'm running and I'm crying.
Wake up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
That thing is just coming over every fucking earphone. Anywho.
That's a great song, man.
It is a good song.
The Angry White Boy Polka.
All right, so let's see. We got a lot of... We got a lot of shit
yeah,
to cover.
We got stuff to cover, man.
Big props to Claude Balls and Jenny for calling in on their date, mind you. Spankwagon is the fucking hookup, dude.
You know who's mad, right?
Who's really?
Oh, dude, he so wanted a piece of her.
What?
Leroy Jenkins!
Well, you know what they say about, you know, black guys and white women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now what?
Nothing, really.
Okay. Hey, coming up here real soon, because we are coming into third hour, why don't we gear up for our big Super Bowl.
Super Bowl preview.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we... Do you got music for this?
Oh, do you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do it. All right,
let's do it now. Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Seriously, we know...
Because we have been planning... I mean, we actually have been doing planning sessions all fucking week preparing for this. IMing each other information, emailing each other...
going over websites and injury reports.
Tons
and,
of shit.
Oh, my God.
Tons
so many.
Of shit.
Now, I know a lot of you guys out there aren't big sports guys, but trust me, you got to deal with this.
Doing this because geeks need to learn sports, and this is our way to help geeks learn sports.
So, here we go. Let me gun up the music.
Gun up the music.
For the Bank Wagon Radio Big Super Bowl Preview.
All right. First... This Sunday
is the Super Bowl. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
There you go. That's
nothing
our Super Bowl
much more
preview.
To it, really, there.
Yeah, that's that.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I just closed that, too.
Oh, well. So, there you go. There is your Super Bowl preview.
Super Bowl's on Sunday.
Yep. So, let's get on to real news. In New York, four stunt artists were hurt in a special effects accident on the set of the soap opera All My Children.
Kablooey.
Unfortunately, during the shoot, which included planned special effects, four stunt people were injured, said the show in a statement. Why does a fucking soap opera need special effects?
God damn, dude, do you not watch shit on TV?
I don't watch shit on TV.
Dude, everything needs special effects now. Holy shit, I walk down the street, I need a fucking lightsaber coming out of my ass. I'm gonna take that.
You know, that really was pretty strained. Very, very strained, as a matter of fact.
It just doesn't sound right tonight. There's something going on.
You know, you're probably right. There is probably something going on with
something's
the board.
Something's got nudged or tweaked or...
Here, try that.
Hold on. Try it one more time.
One more time.
There we go.
Okay, we found it. All right, so, yeah, four stunt people. Stunt people in fucking soap operas. Okay, first off, ILM. All My Children with Special Effects by ILM.
Yeah, Luke, so people got, I am your doctor.
People got blown up. Here's something for you. A gentleman by the name of Lee Tamahori.
Oswald.
No. Lee Tamahori. Does he sound familiar?
Lee Tamahori. Yeah, that's the motherfucker who sells me sushi down at Nozomi's.
No. Oh. Mr. Tamahori was picked up during a police prostitution sting on Hollywood Santa Monica Boulevard on January 8th. He was arraigned in a Los Angeles court today and officially charged with soliciting. Apparently, let's see, the director was dressed as a woman and approached an undercover policeman.
Wait a minute. Run that name by me one more time.
Lee Tamahori. Ring a bell?
Okay, yeah, that's a Hollywood director, but I can't think of
what he's... That would be the guy who directed Die Another Day.
Really? A James Bond director?
Yeah, he was dressed as a woman and, well, propositioned an undercover officer. He says he bailed himself out within 2 hours of his arrest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have anything funny with that news, but let's cover this.
Sometimes you don't need anything funny with that news. Shit just writes itself.
Yeah, well, sometimes, and other times it really needs assistance. All right, so normally we make tons of fucking gay jokes here on Spank Wagon Radio, but we're actually going to put out pro-gay jokes. So I want to... What are you doing? Are you on eBay?
Well, because I had a great thing, a Bring Your Squirrel Back to Life kit, and it's been removed.
Oh.
God damn it, you sons of whores. You couldn't wait 4 fucking hours for me to get the goddamn thing. You know, fucking eBay. I could put a fucking Nazi swastika up there. Those assholes would leave it up there. Someone puts up a Bring Your Squirrel Back to Life kit. You know why? Because it came with a dead fucking squirrel. Couldn't wait 4 fucking hours. Oh, no! They had to go and fuck with my shit. God damn it, I hate people when they do that.
You feel better?
No, not really.
Okay.
I need an asshole licking.
Not for me, you don't.
Come on, Big Daddy.
No. Speaking of gay jokes... Being gay is not natural, and as you know, Americans have always rejected unnatural things like eyeglasses, polyester, and air conditioning.
Wait. Where do you get that it's not natural?
Hold on. Will you fucking let me read this?
Okay, sorry.
And get the drum roll ready, because these are really fucking good.
Okay.
Do you want me to reread the number one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, being gay is not natural, and as you know, Americans have always rejected unnatural things like eyeglasses, polyester, and air conditioning. Gay marriage will encourage people to be gay, in the same way that hanging around tall people will make you tall.
Legalizing gay marriage will open the door to all kinds of crazy behavior. People may even wish to marry their pets because, as you know, a dog has legal standing and can sign a marriage contract. Straight marriage has been around a long time and hasn't changed at all. Women are still property, blacks still can't marry whites, and divorce is still illegal. Straight marriage will be less meaningful if gay marriage is allowed. The sanctity of Britney Spears' 55-hour just-for-fun marriage would be destroyed. Straight marriages are valid because they produce children. Gay couples, infertile couples, old people shouldn't be allowed to marry because our orphanages aren't full yet. The world needs more children. Obviously, gay parents will raise gay children, since straight parents only raise straight children. That's a good one, Isaac.
That's nice. I like that.
Gay marriage is not supported by religion. In theocracy like ours, the values of one religion are imposed on the entire country. That's why we only have one religion in America.
Actually, we do. It's called the economy.
Yes. Ooh, very good. Children can never succeed without a male and female role model at home. That's why we as a society expressly forbid single parents to raise children. Gay marriage will change the foundation of society. We could never adopt to new social norms, just like we haven't adopted to cars, the service sector economy, and longer lifespans. And there you go. A little bit of a... This is a PSA, our pro-faggot comments.
God. Brokeback spank wagon. I gotta... I gotta tell you.
Did you hear about the kid that asked George Bush about Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just being a schlub, but he still, you know... I'm just saying, he still got in trouble with Secret Service. They got all pissy.
Hey, speaking of people that get pissy and Republicans, Rebel Flag shakes up assembly. Two Hickman High School students disrupted a multicultural assembly yesterday at the school's auditorium by unfurling a Confederate flag from the balcony. Ryan Landman, 17, who is white. Oh my gosh, a white guy with a Confederate flag in the South? Who'd have fucking guessed it?
Jesus.
Yeah, and
American,
a friend.
American, by birth. Southern, by grace of God.
Redneck. By genetics. A friend and they enacted their plan while another student was singing the Yellow Rose of Texas to commemorate the Spanish-American War and honor Texas. After the disruption, the students involved were told to leave. The assembly continued, and Principal Mike Jeffers said, adding that he couldn't talk about whether students would be disciplined. They're not going to be disciplined. They're going to go home, they're going to drink some moonshine, burn a cross, and drag a Negro behind their truck.
What are they down in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, dude. You like that? I actually got to say the word Negro.
You know what? We've dropped the N-bomb. Feel comfortable dropping the N-bomb.
You know what, dude? I don't have a problem with the N-bomb. I
say
just,
the word. Say it.
Can I say it with the E-R or the A?
Say it both ways.
Niger?
You have a problem saying nigger?
No, I don't have a problem saying nigger. I just think it's a stupid word, personally.
Well, I mean, it's a completely wrong word because of how you look it up in the dictionary. It's used entirely wrong.
Now, you want to see something really funny. You know who will suck the life right out of a room?
Who?
Our buddy Ken. And he had a really interesting take on the term cracker. He apparently, you know, up until a couple of months ago, he's calling me on the phone. Hey, what's up, crack ass cracker? You know what cracker apparently comes from? And again, this is from him.
Oh, no.
It's a generic term a derogatory term that black people would use to describe the white people, the whip crackers. Yeah, that sucked the fun right out of my
jokes. Okay, so he's an asshole. Look, why don't we go ahead and do this? Hold on.
I have no problem with racial stereotypes at all. They are funny because very rarely do you find someone who can live up to them.
As far as I'm concerned, everybody is in a stereotype, so we're all fucked.
Oh, Sid, you've seen, you know, Chief. How many times have I made selling oranges on the freeway off-ramp jokes?
Plenty.
You know,
Hey, we got a bit.
Oh, God, you had to go right into this, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Dead Celebrities of the Week. This week's dead celebrity, Coretta Scott King, wife of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. She died at the age of 78. Miss King, who had been diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer, died Monday in Mexico, where she had been seeking treatment and oranges, a spokesperson said for the family. Miss King was in Mexico for observation and consideration of treatment for ovarian cancer. She was considered terminal by physicians in the United States. She and the family wanted to explore other options. She died in a hospital, a holistic health center in Mexico. This week's Dead Celebrity of the Week, Coretta Scott King. Civil Rights Slain Leader. Spouse. 78. Now look, motherfucker, if you're going to hand me a Segway on a goddamn silver platter with all the fucking garnish, I'm taking the Segway on the silver platter with all the fucking garnish.
I told you beforehand I had a problem with it only because I didn't feel she was a celebrity. She was just married to the guy.
What she did was after Martin Luther King Jr. passed on, she took up...
Passed on?
Fucking killed by some fucking asshole white guy. Listen, basically...
I know.
She took up and started doing just as much civil rights movement, civil activism, all of that.
Oh, come on. For dead celebrities, though, we could have used, Paris Hilton's career. Holy shit, that's something that's dead in the water.
By the way, someone asked, will she get a holiday?
Probably not. She's a woman.
Someone else replied, Digital Diva said, no, she wasn't shot. You have to be killed violently to get a holiday. Maybe when I'm old enough to die and ready to go, we can.
I'll make sure you die violently. Don't worry.
I just don't want to feel it because I'm a pussy like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Got some information here. Wonderful copyright shit.
Copyright?
Restaurant has been sued for playing copyrighted music. A Fresno restaurant is currently being sued in federal court by a group representing songwriters for playing tunes when written by Van Morrison. That doesn't make sense. This is a fucking sentence from the fucking AP, I believe. A Fresno restaurant is being sued in federal court by a group representing songwriters for playing tunes written by Van Morrison, Dwight Yoakam, and others without a license. In other words, this restaurant was playing this music without a specific license.
Hey, do we have a license for anything we play?
No. BMI says it filed a lawsuit against Porky's.
Come on, dude. Do it. You know you want to.
After a bunch of kids were caught trying to shut the building down... After trying unsuccessfully over the last year and a half to get the restaurant to sign a licensing agreement to play the songs. Now think about this. You are in a restaurant, mom and pop shop. Who the fuck cares? They have music going on. They have either the radio station.
You know who cares?
Who?
The record companies.
Okay, but the artists I don't think care. I really don't think they give a shit. The complaint lists 18 compositions that were allegedly played over Porky's sound system without a license. Songs include Hank Williams' Born to Boogie, Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl, and Down on the Corner, written by John Fogerty.
So when are these people going to be fined for playing shit music?
BMI. BMI says damages could reach $750 per song because they didn't make their whole $20 per CD.
Oh my God!
Eating and drinking establishments pay around $600 a year for a license to play BMI represented songs. Just saying. See, that's bullshit. That is absolute and utter crap.
It is. It sucks and it's retarded and it's just the way the world works.
And it's just wrong. And computer news here. Computer security experts warn that a seductively named yet malicious computer worm, dubbed Kama Sutra, is set to wreak havoc this Friday, February 3rd, on systems worldwide. Kama Sutra is designed to...
Why are you using the comic book guy voice?
Because it's actually a cyber sorcerer.
Oh, okay.
He sounds like this. And he talks like the comic book guy, and it's pretty funny, and he says Linux. Drives me the fuck out of the wall.
I'm going to hit him.
All right. Kama Sutra is designed to destroy files that end in doc, zip, and PDF. The Kama Sutra worm, named after the famous Sanskrit Tirst in love and sexual positions... Tierst, fun name, has been spreading through cyberspace since. Cyberspace, are we fucking getting on to pass the word cyberspace?
No, we can't. Thank you, William Gibson.
The fucking word cyberspace. I love the word. It had its place. We are so beyond cyberspace. We are so beyond calling the internet cyberspace. It is a fucking cyberspace. It's advertising space.
Pretty much.
back to my thing. Since January 16th, packaged in emails with subject headings such as Give Me a Kiss and Crazy Illegal Sex.
What is that, with a donkey?
Gotta see it at least once. When users click on email attachment, their PCs become infected with destructive self-replicating software. The worm burrows deep into Microsoft Windows operating systems. Ha ha, I run a Mac.
You know what's great about this? I'm sorry, I got to cut you off. You know they've known about this for about 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Microsoft has refused to release a patch before the 14th.
Absolutely. They're saying, we're not going to release a patch before our normal patch release update time.
Microsoft always does like 14.
Fuck the customers. Fuck the customers.
All right, so.
Don't use butter.
Or Crisco. All right, so here. Jesus Christ, they shut up in the
chat. Oh, my God. No, you guys are not supposed to be here.
Hold on. We'll fix this in just a second.
No, no, no. Leave him in because I got something for him. I got something for him.
We ruined dinner.
How did we ruin dinner?
Oh, come on. How the fuck did we ruin...
You know what it is? You know what it is? She just wants to get him back to her place.
Test out those bed springs.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, anyhow, basically the Kama Sutra room just could damage your office files, God, Microsoft spreadsheets, and PowerPoint presentations.
So it goes after documents and wipes them out.
Basically. Awesome. What you're looking for, folks, you're looking for something called Blackworm, CME24, Blackmail, MyWife.E and Nexium, NYXEM. Basically, if you can find an update, get the shit out of your system, whatever.
It is. The updates for it are in the newest Norton and McAfee update files.
So you may want to go that route first. Do not trust. Absolutely, positively, motherfucking do not trust Microsoft. Enough of that.
Hey, I got an idea. Since Jenny and Claude are in the chat room, why don't we play a little song for them that I found?
All right, go ahead. Let's do that.
These are things that you want to try and stay away from. You might think about saying these things,
yes,
but you want to refrain from them.
During sex, these are things you don't want to say.
But everybody looks funny naked.
That's something you don't want to say.
No. You woke me up for that?
See, there's...
Oh, did I mention a video camera? Not a good one.
Thanks.
Oh, hell, baby, a little rug bar never hurt anybody.
See, that's right there. That's it.
Sweetheart, did you lock the back door, Becky?
Yep. That's in the car.
Hey, could you pass me the remote control? Now, I think, do you accept Visa? Is unacceptable.
Not good. During sex.
On second thought, let's turn off the lights. That's not really romantic.
And to think, I was really trying to pick up your friend. Isn't this... See, don't, during sex, that's not a good...
Gee, I hope you're as good looking when I'm sober. You get any of the premium movie channel?
During sex is not a good thing to say.
If you're a woman, try not to smear my makeup, will you?
Worse if you're a guy and you say
that's true.
Smile your uncandid camera, probably. Ooh. Not a good thing to say during
sex. I thought you had the keys to the handcuffs.
Women, listen to me now.
Mm-hmm. I want a baby.
It's not a good thing to say during sex.
There you go, guys.
There
that's
you go. A little bit of hints and advice there.
Yeah, from your good friends at Spankwagon. Hey, can we talk about that video now?
Yeah, let's talk about that
Holy
video. You've been
shit.
Like fucking having a hard on over bees all
oh my
fucking
God,
show.
Dude. Oh, okay. So this all came about, and I'm gonna break one of the cardinal rules of radio. I'm gonna talk about another show, and I'm gonna praise it. For those of you that have XM Satellite Radio, I highly recommend you guys tune in and listen to Opie and Anthony, XM 202 in the morning, and they replay all day. Yesterday, they had this bit on where guys basically are putting their yam bags with bees.
What is a yam bag?
Yam bag? The sack.
Their ball sack.
The twins.
Not their balls, the scrotum. Skin.
They had bees and wasps stinging these guys nuts. But then some discussion went on from there about a video that's out there. It's from Japan, and it is...
Yeah, figures.
Well, it's actually National Geographic has, and I have the link for it, and I will post it tonight for you guys. It is...
On
Spankwagon. Okay. On Spankwagon.net. I will post it on there. It is 30 giant Japanese hornets attacking a... A honeybee hive of European honeybees. Mm-hmm. 30,000 bees get wiped out in less than 3 hours.
Jesus.
These giant hornets, and they are huge, and they are ravaging these bees. They are ripping it across. They are tearing. Man, they are ripping the heads off these bees, and these little bodies are everywhere. It is some of the most violent stuff I've ever seen, and it is awesome. They get in there with those cameras. And the name of the channel, that's XM202. That's the high voltage channel. And it's Opie and Anthony. They do a morning show, and then Ron and Fez come on after that, and then they replay during the day, and then they do worst ofs. I freaking think the show is awesome.
All right, so this bee thing.
The hornets, these giant Japanese hornets, and they wipe this beehive out in like 3 hours, and it is It is awesome, and these things are huge. And then, but it's not all anti B. They actually have a little bit at the end how another colony has figured out how to stop these hornets. And the way they do it is what'll happen is one hornet shows up and it marks the hive with a pheromone, and then they run off, get the others, brings the others back, and they wipe it out. Well, they have to come all the way in and make sure there's honey in there. So when these bees are in this hive, and bees are kind of one-track minded, and when a hornet comes in, all of them, there's a shutter that goes through all the bees. You watch them, it looks like the wave with bee wings just boom, and they know that these hornets are there, and these bees jump on the hornet, and then they, oh, we got titties, gotta love that. These bees jump on the hornet, and they start vibrating their bodies and shaking them together, and they actually, this is weird, they generate heat through friction.
So basically what they do is they heat up the hornets, and hornets...
Well, it's just the one. It's okay. Just the one. It's the one that's there to market. And they cook, they generate enough friction to get about to 118 degrees.
Okay.
The bees can take about 120 degrees, while the hornets can only take about 115. So they slow roast this hornet. And the cool thing is the video has some thermal photography in there, so you can actually see the heat there, and it's an amazing video.
No, that's cool. I mean, that sounds like it's actually, and this is something you're going to put up on
I'll
Spank
put it
Wagon.
Up on Spank Wagon now. It is a video from National Geographic. There are, you know, ones out there that aren't as good a quality, but this one is just awesome. And I think it's going to be, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. And it's going to be one that I think is everyone's going to dig. And yeah, anti-B, it is pretty cool. And yeah, you know, I'm going to kiss a little more ass. I'm a big fan of Opie and Anthony, and I never would have found this if it wouldn't have been turned on, you know, if they wouldn't have turned it on. And it's just it's a great show. And for those of you that, you know, do like morning shows, it's actually pretty cool.
Very cool.
What are we dialing here?
Something happened.
Dope.
Because I was going to call Claude and ask him what the hell happened on his date. Uh-oh. How did we ruin his date? But I guess I can't find out any information out now. That kind of sucks.
Well, don't they have the thing with the thing in there?
The thing and the thing in there?
Well,
no.
Because the
it
thing?
Didn't, it, no, it didn't. It didn't.
Oh, okay.
It didn't do the thing.
Damn.
With the thing in there. All right. So now that you've had your science and we're boring the fuck out of
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, guys. Look, I'm telling you, bees are cool.
So you're going to post this. It's going to be a
I'll
video.
Post,
that you're
I'll
post
the link tonight.
The,
yeah, I'll post the link tonight. And it is a Windows Media File video. I'm sorry, guys, but it is a really good quality one.
Okay.
You know, I generally am not one that
Maybe
likes.
If one of our more hacker friends wants to, they can go ahead and re-encode it into QuickTime or MOV or something like that. So I'm just pointing that out.
Do
All
we
right.
have a quick 2 seconds where we can, well, not 2 seconds, a couple minutes where we can do the Keith Olbermann totally destroying Bill O'Reilly?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is awesome. For those of you that haven't been paying attention, Bill O'Reilly is a blowhard, and he's an asshole.
Yes.
And he's been taking pot shots at NBC in his, wait, we've got a ringer.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Oh, here we go again. Yes, we're here. You are having a problem hearing us today.
Damn, this sucks, man. You're so low. Hold on, let me take the speakerphone off.
Man, I was going to play my video.
How's that?
There we go. Better.
Hey, look at
okay,
that.
You can hear us now.
Yes, we can hear you now fine.
Okay, so let me ask, how did we ruin your date?
That was a joke on you guys.
Oh,
it was a
joke.
We were just...
But you guys still went home, so did she just want to get you back to her place, Claude?
No, she's out with me right now stealing bandwidth.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, wait, so you guys are in a car?
Wait.
Don't be a liar.
Wait, that shit was a joke on us? That shit was a joke on us.
Oh, well.
Oh, see what happens.
All right,
happens
so on to
joke
the...
joke on us, Mr. Funny Man.
So, Mr. Keith Olbermann has
Keith
taken
Olbermann.
On Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
And this is great video. Let me get it up here.
You
they
have
an issue with that.
Is it video or is it audio?
No, it's video, but it's got audio with it, and it's not starting for some reason.
Try clicking on it, double click. Clickety-click.
Clickety-click. Clickety-click.
Tell me it ain't going to load. You tested this shit, didn't you?
I tested it. I watched it at home.
Oh, at home.
You know what it is? It's because it's trying to play off the memory stick. Let me do this. There we go.
It's going to have like 14 occurrences of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing
there we
technical
go. All right, let me close
instability.
This one, and we'll play this one. Here we go.
Okay.
Great F's, another lashing out at NBC. Swing and a miss. Special edition of Worst Person in the World next here on Countdown. And now a little out of traditional sequence, Countdown's nominee for today's worst person in the world, and Bill O'Reilly is at it again. The second time in four shows, whining about cheap shots from MSNBC and NBC. This time he opened his program with it, ostensibly starting with a patronizing update on the health of ABC's Doug Vogt and Bob Woodruff, whom he identified as Woodriss. There was a lot of guff about the code among most in TV news of respect and professional courtesy, but most of what Mr. O'Reilly was saying was his typical obtuse shorthand of bullying and another word starting with bull. As a public service, I'm going to read portions of his remarks and then translate them into what he's actually saying. The bottom line is, as the oldest cliche goes, he can dish it out, but clearly he cannot take it. Fox News has good relationships with ABC News, CBS News, and generally CNN. That's probably why Fox bought those billboards across the street from CNN headquarters, taunting them about ratings, or issued that anonymous statement comparing CNN to the Titanic, or the one about Ted Turner losing his mind. But Talking Points is troubled by the behavior of NBC, which cheap shots Fox News on a regular basis and has been doing so for some time. You know, I gotta confess, it had never occurred to me before, but when we quote your own words back to you about how the Catholic Church was out to get Christmas or how we should let Al-Qaeda attack San Francisco, they must seem like cheap shots. And there's only a few people doing this, but NBC President Robert Wright allows it to happen. Wright knows exactly what's going on because he's been made aware of it. Maybe he hasn't, Bill. Mr. Wright is the chairman, not the president of NBC, so your postcard of complaint may have gone to the wrong office. And by the way, let us leave our bosses out of this, Bill, or I'll have to call yours. And you know how much Satan hates to be disturbed while American Idol is on. By the way, I ain't calling Rupert Murdoch the devil, by the way. Now, we understand that NBC has major problems. Its primetime programming is dead last. Its cable operations are ratings failures. In the cable ratings for the year 2005, USA Network, owned by NBC, finished three full places ahead of Fox News. And as to MSNBC, since February of 2005, our respective ratings tell a very interesting story.
I will actually agree. February of, I will say this. Since their coverage of Katrina was some of the best coverage I've ever seen.
MSNBC's.
Yeah. I started watching that. And that's damn... Anyhow, go on.
Wait,
sorry.
Yeah, there's, and this really solidifies that point because that was about USA Network. They was talking. Listen to this.
Today, by News Corp as quote the money demo. Countdown's ratings are up 34%, but O'Reilly's have shriveled by 21%. Bill's obviously among our new viewers.
He waved.
But that is no excuse for unprofessional behavior. Unless that is the unprofessional behavior is with one of your women producers on the phone.
Oh.
There's no question that the amazing success of Fox News has affected all TV news operations, like bird flu. But CNN, for example, usually competes with class, not bitterness, which is why we at Fox News compared CNN's Paul Azan to an outhouse and a dead muskrat.
Damn.
Likewise, we respect ABC and CBS for their work ethic and competitive zeal, especially since David Letterman kicked the crap out of me on CBS
earlier
this month.
That was hilarious.
What?
But there's something very...
Oh, yeah. O'Reilly went on Letterman, and Letterman just destroyed him.
Oh, very nicely done.
What's wrong with NBC? And if it continues, Talking Points will go into greater detail about the problems besetting that network. Is this that code among most in TV news of respect and professional courtesy you mentioned, Bill, or do we get to that part later? We hope Robert Wright will right the situation and believe he has the power to do it. But perhaps we're wrong about Wright. Bill made a funny. Maybe he's out of the loop, or maybe he just doesn't care. Well, he should care. We'll let you know what happens. This is Ted Baxter, WJM. Good night, and good news.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's Keith Olbermann totally destroying O'Reilly.
Destroying O'Reilly.
O'Reilly's 0-3 right now. He's gotten obliterated a couple of times this year.
I'm looking at the clock.
Well, it's a clock, and it tends to do that.
And you know what it's telling me?
That I've got a giant penis. Because clocks will tell you that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, since we forgot this last week, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time where we, here at Spankwagon Radio, give kudos to you, our faithful listeners. First, let's give it up to Airwolf.
Mad props.
Anorexic pillow.
Dude, get a sandwich. Mad props.
Digital diva.
And winner of Shitty Mitty.
Very much winner.
Mad props.
Ikari.
Welcome to Windows XP. Mad props.
Prepare to be raped.
Same could be said for our next pair.
Jenny and Claude sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I think you spelled that wrong. It should be F-U-C-K-O. Mad props.
Josh.
X-I-R.
I think we're going to have to make that Ixer.
Ixer.
Josh Ixer. Mad props.
The Duke.
Mad props.
Virtual One.
Broken Six props.
And Sam.
Dude, he's kind of quiet and scary. Mad props. I'm in the outhouse. Oh, did you make it hiccup? That wasn't me.
That wasn't me. It was me.
Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. And as Jenny points out, it's an SUV, not a tree. Sorry, Juke, you missed it, but don't worry, there'll be more Shitty Mitty next week on another all new episode
of Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, look at that.
What?
I was just saying, look at that. I did the thing, and then you did the thing versus you doing the thing and me doing the thing.
That is kind of different.
Look at that. All right. Look at that improv on the fly. Masters of it.
Masters of what?
Masturbation.
Something Claude will never have to do again.
Hey, good job, Jenny. Juke wants bigger mad props.
We'll work
here,
on that.
Here, let me give you that. I know you asked for it, and you definitely earned it.
Actually, I was just going to say, can we give Claude a rim shot? But then I realized Jenny will be doing that later.
No, rim job.
Oh.
Rim job.
I don't get one?
Begrudgingly.
Jenny said he liked it from behind one
night. Oh, I know. You know who's still mad about this, though?
I know. Very jealous person he is. We'll have to go.
Christ.
We'll have to deal with him later, but I'm looking at the clock.
God damn it, Leroy.
And I'm turning down your friggin' mic, Leroy. But I'm looking at the clock, and I realized what time it is.
Penis time?
No.
Can it be penis time?
It's this time. Again, kids.
It always comes so quickly.
It does. Like 2 hours, and where the fuck did it go?
I'm telling you, we need to petition for a third hour.
Fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy. And remember, if we can't let you get you laid, we'll give you your money back.
Thank God you don't pay for this, at least to us. Hey, we got to say a lot of thank yous to a lot of people out there for letting us put on this show. We got to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com, letting us come into the office, and letting Claude come into Jenny.
Don't!
Want to say a big thank you to Mega Rock Radio for syndication, Flash FM, Livid Radio, KC Host, Real Music Network. I think Real Music Network dropped us. I got to check on that.
Did they? The bastards.
Big thank you, though, to our new syndicate, Extreme Real.
Extreme! All
right. If we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
You can get that at podcast.lvrocks.com. Big thank you to some of our friends as well. We have to say thank you to All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP, and Riff Revolution.
Is that a new one, Riff Revolution?
That's Juke's show. He kind of did like a whole name change-up thing.
Way to go, Juke.
Again, I'm Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
This has been Spank Wagon Radio, and we will see you again
next week.
We said it at the same time. That was really
cool. I know, that was kind of neat, wasn't it? Almost...